I'll be reading John 8:12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
Visitors today, we're proud that you're with us and want to invite you to be back with us at any opportunity that you have. We are not remodeling the building. We are getting ready for Vacation Bible School that starts tonight. And I'll talk more about that in a moment, but that's what you see, the door that's not going anywhere behind me. But we hope you come back because we'll have encouragement and fun and learning tonight. We had a great evening yesterday evening. Many, if not, I think most of you, not maybe all, but most of you were here last night. We had a great time, enjoyed visiting with our friends and neighbors and being together. And glad that you turned out because it was a lot of fun. And so many of you put a lot of work into that. And I appreciate that very much. And just enjoyed seeing folks that we don't see all the time. Even had folks who were from Milton who don't live in our community anymore who came back to visit, and we were just glad to see them. That was really the purpose. And I know there's some disappointment in the young people this morning that they get me, not the ponies, today, because the ponies were a much greater hit. But we all enjoyed that and a good time. We got most of the cleanup done last night, and thank you for that. And we had the discussion. It was amazing, and I think it speaks to the great community that we live in. We had plenty of trash cans, but almost all the waste made it in the trash cans. Snow cone cups, water bottles, almost none on the ground. All of them made it to the trash cans, and that speaks a lot for our community. But at 5 this afternoon, 5 o'clock, we need some strong backs to join us, and we'll put the tent. We'll take the tents down and put them up. So about 5 o'clock, if some of you guys can be here with us, we'll get that done and have that put up. But our VBS does start tonight. Want to invite you to be back. We'll have classes for all ages tonight. Our teenage speaker will be Tucker Vinson from Kingwood Heights. We'll be speaking to our teenagers, and Owen Cooper will be our adult speaker this week, and that begins tonight at 6. So we will meet at 6. We will meet tomorrow night and Tuesday night at 7, and then we will meet again Wednesday night at 6. Now, for those of you who are with us normally, we eat at 6 on Wednesday. We will begin Vacation Bible School at 6 o'clock on Wednesday. We will have our devotional in here and the skits, then we'll break up to classes, and then after that, we will eat together on Wednesday night. So everybody is welcome. I hope you'll all be back and invite friends and family to be with us as we have our Vacation Bible School this week. So we're going to sing another song. Everybody ready? All young people, you ready to sing? Guess what song we're going to sing? Vacation Bible School. Hopefully that's the announcements that I kind of needed to make, but we do look for everybody to be back, and it'll be a good time for us to be together. And so this morning's sermon will be brief as we get ready. But I want to talk about light. Jesus is the light of the world and the importance of light. And really, the purpose for our Vacation Bible School is to teach about Jesus and for us to encourage each other to know the light and to walk in the light and the benefits that come with the light. Now, some of you may not be afraid of the dark, but most of us, at some point or another, are scared of the dark. It is kind of a natural thing. Josh was going to walk back to the square to get the car last night. He said, I'm not afraid, I'm a grown man. But he did add this, but if I get scared, I'll run. So, you know, there's something about the dark that changes the complexion, really, of everything, doesn't it? Night and darkness just changes the way things look. Things that are not creepy in the daytime can be creepy at night when we can't see them clearly. And very often we're not as afraid of the dark as what might be lurking in the dark. And even the scripture will say that those who do evil do it when? In the night, in the dark. And we should be people of the day and people of the light. It's really interesting. Occasionally you'll see cockroaches in the daytime. It's always a really bad sign if it's at your favorite restaurant that you see them. But if you go turn on the light at night, hopefully not in your homes, but if you've got a barn or something, or maybe there's a bucket or something where it's dark under it, and when you pick that up, what happens? They scurry from darkness. When light comes, they scurry because the light drives them away. So there's something comforting about light. Even in the book of Acts, after days and days of being driven on the sea, where the apostle Paul is on the ship and he's going to be shipwrecked on the island of Malta, after they have thrown everything overboard, these seasoned sailors who have spent days and days driven, wait for daylight. Just hoping for daylight that they can see more clearly. There's just a comforting in the daylight. We've spent much time at the hospital. Morning just seems to change things, doesn't it? Darkness, emotionally, even physically, it changes. And so Jesus talks about that he is the light that has come into the world. And John uses this metaphor more than anyone else, and quite a lot. We're actually going to look at one of the letters of John in just a moment. But he talks about Jesus being the light. The scripture will tell us that God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. And so the question comes, what do light and darkness have to do with each other? Because light drives out the darkness. And for those of us who are in the light, the real, I think, encouragement for us is not to play in the shadows, but to walk in the light of Jesus, who has come not only to give us spiritual light, but let us to see more clearly the truths of God and how they apply in this world. Because there is a fault that the teachings of God and God himself really doesn't have a lot of application in the world that we live in. Even those who might believe would say, but that's about spiritual things and about things to come. But the truth of the scripture and the truth of God is that Jesus came to give us light in this world. And that in following Jesus, we see the things here more clearly. And there are those who would think themselves wise who really are in the darkness and they are blinded and do not even realize it. That the light of Jesus is close. But they never walk into it. They never come out of the darkness. And so we're encouraged to walk in the light of Jesus. So for those of us who are walking in the light, it's not a position of arrogance. But the great thing about light is it spreads out further and we can share it, right? There's no reason for us to hoard it, but to share it and to spread the light to those who are around us so they too might walk in light and not stumble in the darkness. Because in the darkness, we're really unable to see. We have to feel our way around and we fall into traps and we stumble. But when we walk in the light, the path is much clearer. We can see where we're going. What is dangerous at night is not nearly so dangerous in the daytime because we can see it. David would talk about that the Word of God is light, a light unto our path and a lamp to our feet, right? And Jesus is that light that has come into the world that we might see how we should live and the blessings that come with being children of God. Jesus is the light and we follow him and we get to walk in the light and we get to see and it is clear and things are better in the light because God is sharing with us his will, and we get to share that with others who are looking for light, so that they might see more clearly. And the great thing about the light is the closer we walk to the light, the greater is its warmth, and the greater do we see
Because a light off in the distance directs us, right? We can see light for a long way. But as we walk close to the light and with the light, we get to see everything more clearly. So this week and all the time, we want to call and share the light and call others to walk in the light of Christ, because the light is in contrast to the darkness. And the darkness not only causes us to be lonely and to stumble and to fumble, but in the darkness, we are lost in darkness. The darkness, we don't know where we're going. And Jesus came not that we would be lost, but that we might be found, that we might have direction, that we might know truth, and that we might have salvation. Because a judgment is coming. It is the story of the Scripture that a judgment is coming. Some of the judgments that came were short term. They were oppressions or invasions from foreign countries on Israel. But a great judgment is coming in which all of us will stand. And the story of the Scripture is that through the blood of Jesus and the grace of God, we can walk in that light and stand justified before God in judgment. And so our message is, a judgment is coming. And there is light and hope and salvation and justification that we are made right. Let's see what John writes in his letter. Letter 1 John. This is the message which we have heard, John says, from him and declare to you, that God is the light and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Now what's John saying to us? That our lives have to be a reflection of our confession. That if we say we're in the light of God, in the light of Christ, yet we play at least in the shadows or find our desire to be in the things that are dark, then we're really not telling the truth in our relationship to Jesus. But, John would say, if we walk in the light, if our lives reflect our living in the light and understanding the ways of God because he has revealed them to us freely, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. As we walk in the light, there is a cleansing. There is a continual cleansing, John would say, in the blood of Jesus. Because even as those who walk in the light, are we perfect? No. No. Again, those of us who are in the light are not from a position of arrogance, but one of being forgiven. As we talked about last week, do we sin that grace may abound? Well, no. But we walk in the light, and walking in the light, seeking God's ways and walking in his path, the blood of Jesus cleanses us of all unrighteousness. We are clean. We are made whole and washed in the blood of Jesus. So we walk in the light of God and the wisdom and the truth of God and enjoy the grace of God and the sacrifice that was made for us in Jesus, that we are cleansed. And so we stand before God not in our own righteousness, but clothed in the righteousness of Jesus. It makes today a great day that we have been cleansed as children of God. But what I want us to do is be about encouraging others to learn about Jesus in our vacation Bible school and our assemblies and the study of the Scripture, that they might too come to know the light of God and that they might have faith in his Son and be cleansed in his blood and be washed, so that when Jesus returns, it is a great day for all of us. Last night we had a great time being together as community. It was just a good time. And the great thing was there were a lot of faces that I didn't know. And I bet you didn't know them either. And some of them knew some of us, but some of them are fairly new to our community who came out. But it was a great time. And then there were folks who have been around for a long time in our community. So there was kind of a joining of all of us. And that was fun. That was just fun. I think, what a great day when Jesus returns and we are resurrected. And those of us who are living will meet those who are dead in the air. But at the resurrection, What a reunion of family and friends and community. That's what the Scripture talks about. That we will be raised and there will be reconnecting and reunion, and we will see those people that we love and miss, and it will be a great time because we walk in the light of Jesus and His blood cleanses us, and the power of God that raised Jesus from the dead will raise us if we walk in the light of God. So this week, we want to be about the light of Jesus as we are all the time, to young and old alike, that we want to talk about Jesus, the grace of God, and His call in our lives to be holy, to live righteous lives, that we might be cleansed, that we might look forward to Jesus' return and the great reuniting of all of God's people around the throne of God. Jesus, who was the light, in whom there was no darkness, there was no sin, suffered the sin of the cross for me and you. He went to the cross for our sins for no other reason than for our sins, that we might be redeemed and have the hope and the promise of life eternal. We want to share that good news with our community and with our friends. But this morning, each one of us have an opportunity as the kingdom passes by to confess Jesus as Lord and to be washed in His blood in the waters of baptism, to ask for prayers of this congregation of people on our behalf, for struggles we might be having physically, emotionally, spiritually, for restoration and forgiveness. Maybe you need to come to this morning publicly. If you do, why don't you do that while we stand and sing.